The Torah tells us, "Vosavaru eish bechol moshvoseichem biyom haShabbos." Do not kindle a fire on Shabbos. We know, we're familiar on Shabbos, we have 39 prohibited activities. We learn that from the Mishkan. And one of them, we assume, is lighting a fire. So the question is, why is this singled out? For the other 39 malachas, we just learn it out from different sources. There's not a direct pasuk for a specific malacha. So why is fire singled out? Is it singled out to make it weaker, stronger? So that's a debate in the Gemara, whether kindling a fire on Shabbos is a lesser prohibition than the other. That's the opinion that says it's coming to teach me all the other prohibitions we mandate a death penalty, but lighting a fire is only a good old-fashioned whooping. And others say makis, and others say no, that it's all the same, but it's coming to teach me that if I do fire, I do plowing, I do building, I'm chayev for each one. Each one of the 39, I could be chayev three times for. So nevertheless, that's the whole discussion in the Gemara. However, among the Achronim, they offer some other interesting explanations. Why is it singled out? In other words, why would I think fire is exempt that I have to single it out? I think so. Rav Yonah and Eibshitz points out because that's the only malacha that was given after Shabbos. Because when was light created? Saturday night. Adam and Eve, they're putting the woods together, however they made the fire. So that's why you don't appreciate something until after you miss it. So the fire was afterwards. I might think since it wasn't created until after, maybe it's not included in the malacha. The answer is no, it is. Others want to say more homiletically, it doesn't mean fire literally, it means the eish hamachlokes, the fire of dispute. That we know we have to work on anger management all week long, but especially on Shabbos, besides the prohibition of getting angry all week long, on Shabbos, Shabbat Shalom, it's supposed to be a peaceful time. So therefore, it's a special, that's what the Alsha quotes, the Zohar, in the Kabbalistic book, that it's talking about the fire of Machlokes. That's why we do many things for Shalom Bayis on Shabbos. We light the candles. Because if you walk around in the dark, you stub your toe and you take it out on everyone else. It's a different mood. Light brings a certain calmness and joy. Hence, we have Shabbos candles. We need Shalom Bayis all week long, but especially on Shabbos. So we have we light the candles. So they point out that it doesn't mean the classical fire. It means, and also when you get fired up, so you know the expression, your blood starts boiling. So if you get upset, then you yourself are violating Havara. You're becoming a fire. You're burning up. So therefore, go Sivaru Eish, B'chol Moshvosechem B'yom HaShabbos. So not only is this true regarding a negative commandment, that the commentators extended not only to Machokas, but any Avera. If you're speaking Lashon Hara, it's worse to do it on Shabbos. So if you got to speak Lashon Hara, wait till after. Or any other Avera, it's worse. So too, conversely, if it's worse to do an Avera, so they get the Schar Mitzvah. So if you do a Mitzvah on Shabbos, you get even a greater reward. So therefore, learning on Shabbos is greater. And in fact, it's kind of like Rav Kook likes pointing out others, the Ramban, who points out that the whole purpose of Mitzvahs in Chutz La'aretz is that when we go to Eretz Yisrael, we'll know how to do them properly. So really, there's a higher level of fulfilling Mitzvahs in the land of Israel than here. So they point out that. So where does it come up? So let's say a person is on a plane and they could, depending on the time factor, let's say you could daven mincha either in Israel or in outside of Israel. So they say, wait till you get to Israel to daven mincha. Or let's say Kiddush Levon, a different mitzvah that could wait. So they point out that there's something special about Shabbos. So what's special about Shabbos is we see Shabbos is different even al pi halacha, because the Rav Moshe Feinstein points out, we know there's halacha of an Am Haaretz, that we don't trust someone, we can't eat produce from someone who, someone didn't take off tie, it's teva, we can't eat it. Unless if we're not sure, so we're not allowed either. Because we can't trust the Am Haaretz to whether he's going to tell the truth. However, the Gemara says if it happens on Shabbos, so during Yochel Al Piv, you can eat it. So what do you mean? During the week, why it's not an issue, we assume it's a problem, we take off Truma Maisa on our own. But on Shabbos, you can't take off because that's Tikkun Manan, that's rectifying a rabbinic prohibition of making things better. So therefore, you're making things better, so therefore you're not allowed to do it. So therefore, Rav Moshe writes, Yochel Apiv, the Mishnah is saying is, because during the week some of my life, but someone feels the Shabbos. You feel the essence of Shabbos, so therefore a person's different, they're not going to lie. So therefore we see, whether in the negative, or Sevaru Eish, the Avera is worse, or conversely, learning on Shabbos, doing mitzvahs on Shabbos is better, that's why the Torah singles out, O Sevaru Eish, to teach me, in addition to all the halakha categories, one should avoid as much as they can having a machlokes, getting angry, getting into a verbal dispute on the Sabbath.